Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. Yes, of course, this is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, where every Thursday we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And we are so grateful and so delighted that you tune in, really, not only from here in Johannesburg, from around South Africa and around the world. And if this is your first time, well, welcome. It's absolutely fabulous to have you. We've got a great show lined up for you. You know, the DL Link that came into existence all the way back in 2010, which was founded by Michelle Goodman and Jackie Otsula. And throughout this time, they have been providing this nurturing safe space where patients who are faced with cancer, as well as their families, can turn to for support. And it's just a link to social, emotional, psychological, medical support. It's just on every level. So the DL Link is always interacting with the community. You assist the DL Link. If it wasn't for you, for your kind, sponsorship, donations, volunteering, and of course, very much corporate, the DL Link wouldn't be able to do what they do. So it's this time of the year when we are heading towards Rosh Hashanah and then, of course, Yom Kippur. And it is very important in the Jewish calendar. We also look back a year and we look at the relevance and the importance of this year. And so the DL Link really took the opportunity to say thank you. Thank you to everyone. And they did it as they always do in spectacular style. But I'm not going to tell you about it. I have Michelle Goodman, who is the founder of the DL Link, to tell you about a phenomenal, phenomenal evening that took place on the 5th of September. Mish, welcome, and always lovely to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thanks, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much. The sun is shining. It's a good, beautiful day. We are breathing, and that is a gift.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. So, yes, let me tell you a little bit about how the show originated. I saw a magic illusion show with Mo, and it was just pleasant, clever, entertaining, family-oriented, and I thought, it's just really a lovely, lovely evening. No strings, whatever. So Daphne was hosting the show of Mo's season, and of course Daphne is amazing from Threat of the Square. Number one, she originates like me from Pretoria. We went to school together, and she always invites us to join her wonderful, wonderful shows. So we spoke to Mo, and this is how we got to have our magic illusion evening. And really what we wanted to do, Nick, we wanted to share some insights about the magic, actually, that we do create at DL Link. Even although donors support us, I'm not always sure they know the inside work we do. Mm. And actually, one of our guests, I can mention her, Andy Lewis, who came, and they always run, the marathon with us, and they support us, and they're amazing, and the beer mile and all these wonderful events. But she came with her daughter, her child, who said, and I'm going to quote, "Hi, Michelle, thanks for including us in such a fun and special evening. My kids were in awe about what you and the DL Link do." And I thought that was absolutely amazing. They support us, and to show the next generation what they're doing and why they're doing is amazing, because as you know, the community knows, we work tirelessly to provide lifestyle support for our warriors. And you know, we hold their hands through their challenges, we rejoice with them through, you know, through their triumphs. But this kind of magic wouldn't be possible without our incredible donors and volunteers. They are the driving force behind our success. So we just wanted to get together, Nick. No strings, no illusion, and just to showcase their generosity to us and to express that it's their commitment to us that really are the powerful forces that make our daily miracles happen. And just to enjoy the evening, of course, with them. And as importantly, we had a couple of our front rows, a good couple of our front rows, filled with our warriors and family or children or whatever, who just took a night out, had an enjoyable, wonderful evening, and just got a bit of a renewal, a bit of a recharge to face probably the next day.
And so Mishi, you had the warriors and then you had volunteers. Was that basically who came on the 5th of September, the no strings attached, no charge event?
And a lot of our donors, Nick, and as we called it, we said no strings attached, no charge, no strings. There was no auction, there was no bidding, there was no raffle, there was no nothing. There was just no. And, you know, I think that's what made the evening extra special. It was just pure gratitude to our donors, our volleys, to our sponsors, to people who support us and help us in any way. And actually, Nick, as you said, it's this time of the year, and I read a lovely thing by Zvi Freeman. And he said, the most powerful of all mitzvahs is the mitzvah of taking some of the money you have earned through your hard work, money which you could acquire the things you like, and giving it to a worthy charity. Every other mitzvah encompasses a specific aspect of yourself and a particular chunk of your world. The mitzvah of tzedakah encompasses all of you and all your world. So whether people give money, corporate money, individual services, provided, you know, massage, or whatever they do, they help us in any way, meals. We just wanted to show gratitude. We wanted to express our enormous thanks. We wanted to say to these donors and volunteers that we are the heart of the Dear Link. But actually, they create the beat. And it's people like you, Nikki, as well, that I'm referring to. Lee, who obviously creates our shows. And I'm including you in this. And, of course, Kathy, Craig, and the whole of Chai as well. So, you know, we create magic together and we look forward to more. And, you know, that was the reason why we chose to have Mo and this particular show, which was just really enjoyed by everybody.
Fantastic. I know that Mo is going to be joining us just now to share the experience. But Mish, I was just thinking, as you were talking about the work that you do, that you have these volunteers and donors and sponsors and everyone who comes on board, and that everyone does it so willingly. And for you, Mish, and for your amazing team, and the incredible work that you do, because you have a lot of fundraising events throughout the year, and that's exhausting. So this for you must have also been, this must have been really,
you heard
really
that,
enjoyable.
You heard that nervous laugh. It was a nervous laugh of recognizing what you're saying and a nervous laugh of 2025 ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking back when I was looking at the show, and I was thinking, because I know you've now got the 947 coming up. And then, of course, it's the Jerusalem Marathon, and then it's the three C's, and then you have your casino
and small,
evening.
And a small and little build in between of a beautiful, amazing center.
Yeah. And so what is happening with the center, Mish? Maybe you can share with our audience. You know, we've been following, we've been so interested in this beautiful property that you acquired, and now the property next door as well. How are those plans going?
So it is literally on the verge. And as we said that evening, we're so excited because this really isn't an illusion. You know, it's finally real. It's finally happening. We've broken ground and we're just thrilled to embark on this incredible program. And, you know, as we said there, that it's not the foundations of a build like this are not the bricks and mortar. In fact, it is, you know, for us, it is a symbol of our Deborah Leah's dream. And actually, it's Deborah Leah's Yahrzeit right now before Rosh Hashanah. So it's quite appropriate I'm mentioning it. But actually, as I'm saying, it's not bricks and mortar. It's a symbol of her dream, which collectively we've all brought to fruition. to make a lasting difference to the people and the lives of those we serve. You know, if anyone comes to the center and sees what we do and how we do it, they'll just so fully understand. So, as I said, at the evening and again here on air, I really would like to salute all of our dealing partners who are the real magic makers. And I just want to bless everybody with a year of renewal, of strength, of safety, of security, of pure sweetness. And I heard a lovely word about sweetness. It said, you know, if you wish somebody good, you've got to believe that everything happening is good for you, or ultimately there is good, even though it's a challenge or difficult to see it at the time. And it often really is. And often you never see revealed goodness, but we have to believe that it's good. Yeah. But with sweetness, there's no black and white. It's sweet. It's only sweet. You can't have a bit of sour. You know, we're not talking about sweet and sour. When it's sweet, it's finite, it's absolute, it's defined. So actually what I want to wish everybody is truly a year of sweetness, that it's revealed goodness to us all.
Please God, Mish, really. And I love that the sweetness, when it's sweet, and that's what it is. I absolutely love that. So, Mish, I know that, as I said, we're going to be having a quick chat with Mo in a moment. But also, I just want to stress that with Rosh Hashanah around the corner, very often people want to be giving cards to wish people a Shana Tova. And I know that they can do that via the DL link. Am I correct?
Yes, there is a link on our website. We do e-cards. And there is a link on our website for that. And of course, for every bit of support in whichever way that we get, we really, really appreciate it. And people just have to go on the website. And of course, yeah, we already are enlisting riders, which I'm sure Alan, who's on the show a bit later, will elaborate more. But we are enlisting riders for the 94.7. It's a very big event of us, you know, sponsored by Liberty. But each rider, as we always do, gets their own sponsorship. And people are really keen. They're already out there raising. They're keen to actually supersede their targets. And we also want to say to everybody, you too, Nick, please diarise the 7th of March. Please, God, we should take a great team to the Jerusalem Marathon. And, yeah, as you said, we have the dinner coming ahead. We have other events. We're going to hear next week about the fabulous casino event that we just had. So, got a busy year ahead. I thank everybody for the past year. Hashem, everybody, just thank you, and wishing you blessings for only good.
Oh, Mish, thank you, and thank you for coming onto the show. And I'm sure that there are so many people who are listening and they're shouting out, Mish, and the beautiful team at the DL Link, thank you. So, yeah, just great having you on the show, Mish, and looking forward to hearing about the evening from Mo's perspective, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon, closer to the 947, closer, I mean, it's around the corner. Thank you, Mish.
God bless, Nick.
Take care, and you too. Bye, Mish. Michelle Goodman, who is the founder of the DL Link, this driving force. Michelle is lucky enough to work with a phenomenal group of people, a team that when you just kind of step behind them, you'll notice they do have angel wings. Many, many cancer warriors will attest to that with their interaction and the contact that they have with the DL Link.